Unlike the world's best-known cycling event, the Tour de France, the Big Wild Ride is not a race. It's an unsupported endurance challenge called a randonnée, a French word meaning rambling journey. Kevin Terinsky is the founder of Alaska Randonneurs, the group that organizes the event. He describes the route for the event, which begins at 11:59 on Sunday, July 21st.
They'll be departing the shores of Prince William Sound from Valdez on a 1,200-kilometer journey. That's about 750 miles from Valdez up through Fairbanks and down into Anchorage. The finish is at Ship Creek. We've set up three overnight checkpoints. We call them controls, one in Delta Junction, one in Healy, and one in Talkeetna. So if riders do want to catch a few hours of sleep, a few winks, if they have some repairs they need to do on their bike, we've set that up.
Cyclists will have less than 4 days to complete the daunting course. Since it began in 2011, Terinsky says the Big Wild Ride has drawn participants from around the world.
We have riders from Canada, all across the United States, from Japan, from Germany, New Zealand, and in the past we've had riders from South Korea, Sweden, Denmark, the Netherlands, the UK. So it's a very international group of people coming up to ride this.
All but one of the cyclists are from outside of Alaska and will be briefed regarding wildlife such as moose, bear, and caribou. Terinsky has been fielding questions from riders who are concerned about attacks from a much smaller animal, however.
There's a lot of nervousness, a lot of anxiety at this point with the riders. I'm getting emails every day asking specifically what kind of mosquito repellent they need to be used. I think they're more in fear of our canary-sized bugs rather than the moose and bear.
While the Big Wild Ride is the longest and most challenging of Alaska Randonneurs events, it is far from the only one they put on.
We put on about anywhere from 20 to 25 rides each summer all across the state, from as far south as Homer, as far north as Delta Junction, the Denali Highway, Talkeetna. Our rides are typically 100 to 600 kilometers in length. They are all timed events, you know, so they can be very challenging. They're extraordinarily scenic and interesting courses. They're a lot of fun to ride.
The Big Wild Ride lasts through Thursday, when the 50 cyclists will have until 6:49 p.m. to reach the finish line in Anchorage after covering over 750 miles of Alaska highways. In order to finish, Terinsky says that riders will need determination, self-sufficiency, and camaraderie. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.